This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Beaumont, Texas. There is a light in this. And now, let's join Bishop I.V. Hillier.
My Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubt. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. In 2 Peter, thank you, musician. Thank 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our God, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Grace and peace be multiplied. The Amplified says it this way: grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full person, precise and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What we've been studying, started on last week, was maximizing the limitless grace or the limitless favor of God. And from the text, we find out that we can maximize anything by having greater knowledge of it. So to study favor, to study the grace of God, will give us the opportunity to understand how to maximize, how to experience more of it in our lives. And so in our last time together, we talked about the favor of God as a divine commitment from God of his goodness, his kindness, through preferential treatment for the believer. Also, that grace is multifaceted. There are many types of grace or many manifestations of the grace of God. In particular, we said we would talk about the manifestation of God, of God's grace, of God moving on the hearts of others to provide help for believers. In other words, it is the will of God for others, that God will move on the hearts of other people to extend to you preferential treatment to help you in life situations. There is a grace, of course, we know, that provides salvation. There is a grace that gives us authority over the forces of darkness. There is a grace also that gives us anointing for ministry. But we are focusing on the grace whereby God will raise up others to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help us. Go with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. In our study, we're going to explore some of the what we're calling the awesome potential or the supernatural potential of this limitless favor. This lesson is going to put us in faith, a faith state of mind, so that we can experience it, not just talk about it, but have it show up in your own life. So since favor is the ordained plan of God, and we know that is, it's the ordained plan of God for the righteous, and since it's a matter of faith, therefore, we've got to study it and understand it so that we can maximize it in our lives. For every word of God, when Jesus taught it, he said that it's received in different manifestations, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. I don't know about you, but I like the 100-fold measure. You know, if the 100-fold is possible, I want the 100-fold. I appreciate the 30, and if I'm experiencing the 30, I'm shooting for the 60. If I'm experiencing the 60, I'm shooting for the 100. If it's a 100-fold measure possible, I want it all. Amen? So now in Hebrews chapter 11, there in verse 1, the classical scripture that is used when we are talking about faith, it says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things, what, class? Not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For by faith they were able to have a good testimony, experience what the promises of God was. So that is why we teach on faith, because it is by faith that I am going to walk in any promise that's in the Bible. So in particular now, we're looking at how to use our faith to walk into this favor promise, the favor where we see God raising up others to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help us Just when we need it. Everybody say, just when we need it. All right. Now, go with your Bibles now to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Our subtitle today is The Supernatural Potential of Limitless Faith. One of limitless favor. What is the potential? What is, when we talk about the supernatural, we're talking about God intervening in our situations. He intervenes either directly through his power or through the discipline of principles. In other words, God steps into our situation, causes a change in our situation, and that is what we live. That's our covenant right as believers, is that we don't live like everybody else live. So our hope, you know, our hope, our expectation is based on the supernatural power of God. That is why we are never without hope. I don't care what Congress does. I don't care what the economy does. We are never without hope because we have our anchoring confidence in God. Now, so in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, we see here talking about this manifold grace of God, this manifold. And in other words, that it is multifaceted. I like to think of it this way. There's grace for every kind of situation I need. You follow me? Any kind of situation I'm in, there's a grace for it. And so because I know that and I understand that, whatever situation I'm in, I'm believing for the favor of God. Verse 10 says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the, there it is, manifold grace of God. I just wanted to identify that and locate it in Scripture. But the Bible talks about how that's multifaceted of grace. There are seven basic factors of grace that we're going to look at tonight. Facets of it. Seven basic facets of God using others to help us. And that's what I really want you to begin to release your faith for God raising up people to help you in situations. When we study the Bible and we look at situations, we see that there's promotion, potential with favor. Joseph was really, I guess, a good poster child for this, because wherever he went, because the favor of God was on his life, things worked out for him. He was about to be sold. He was about to be killed by his brother and got favor with one of his brothers who said, no, let's spare his life. Don't kill him. Then, of course, he was sent to, sold as a slave, and then in Potiphar's house, the owner, his slave owner, he found favor in his eyes, and he put him over the whole house, and he ran everything. He got put in prison, and there in prison, the warden in the prison looked at him and had favor on him and put him over the whole prison. Wherever he was, because of the favor of God on him, he got promoted. Then there's protection. The Bible speaks of the protection that Moses had. In a time when all of the little Jewish boys were being killed, the Pharaoh was killing them. And here Moses is born, and there's a favor on his life. And his mother put him in a little basket, you know, sent him down the aisle. And guess who finds him? Pharaoh's daughter. She had the authority and the power to kill him right away. But instead of that, he found favor. And guess what? She adopted him as her own. That's incredible favor. So there was this protection that came. Then there's what I call preservation potential of favor. And so many times God's people were in trouble, and God would raise somebody to help them. There, the Bible talks about how Jeremiah, he was thrown in a pit and left to die. Yet God raised up somebody to help him out. So we see this heritage that we have of time after time, situation after situation, God raising up people to help his people. So the scripture profile is there. So we don't have to make anything up. We don't have to use a contemporary testimony, although we could, because I could stand here all night and talk about the favor of God. But we got the scriptural background for this, that there is this multifaceted favor of God. Now, so if we wanted to catalog favor, and y'all know my alliteration, so I'm going to use all P's tonight. There's a favor for promotion. There's a favor for promotion that God will raise up others to promote you in life, to help promote you. Secondly, there's a favor for property, to gain property. We can look in the Bible and see how there in really several passages. One I really like is the passage where the children of Israel, before they got ready to leave Egypt, the Bible says that God gave them favor in the eyes of the Egyptian, And the Egyptians just gave them jewelry and gold and all that kind of stuff. One of the other tribes of Israel in the Bible talks about how they had favor, and that's how they were able to possess the land. Then there's a favor, a sovereign provision of divine favor to give us an advantage in life, not only for promotion, for property, for prosperity in conflict. Prosperity in conflict. What people mean for evil, God will take it and use it for good. You understand? Out of a conflict, God will raise you up. Everybody say, out of conflict, God will raise you up. Amen. Psalms 44 was interesting. I got to get to later. I can't really go by all of these scriptures and proof text them. But it talks about how, let's just quickly go over there. You know, when you're walking down the street and before you get to the light, you just jaywalk. That's jaywalk. All right, it says, For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did they did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. What it's saying is, they went into the land and they with the promised land, and they didn't get it because of their military might, but they prospered in conflict because of the favor of God was on. And you'll see yourself in situations where it looks like it ain't gonna work out for you, but because of the favor of God, God's favor on your life will make all the difference. Amen. So there's favor for promotion, favor for property increase, so that we can prosper in conflict. But then there's a favor that will give us prominence and popularity. In the Bible, we can see how David, he had this favor on his life, and he was brought into the king's court because of favor. And so there's favor for preferential treatment. Ruth had favor in the eyes of Boaz, and so he told his servants to leave some grain in the field on purpose for her. You know, they would always leave a little bit for the less fortunate. But when he saw her gleaning, he had a gleam in her eye when she was gleaming. Green. I got all tied up on that one. But listen, and so, he had an eye for her. So he saw her. So he said, no, she had favor in his eyes. So what he did was he says, y'all drop some grain on purpose for her. You got it? So you'll find people going out of their way doing things for you on purpose because you're a favorite of God. Everybody say, I'm a favorite of God. Yeah, preferential treatment because you have the favor on your life. Amen? And, you know, I tell you, you know, my daughter is finding out how much favor she has. Precious, you know, where was she this last week? She was in where? She had to go to BET to tape for Washington, D.C. She had to go there to tape for a Bobby Jones show. And at first they said she couldn't get in. But praise the Lord, favor. And when she got there, everything was just totally laid out for her. You got it? And can I say that? What happened today? That now she has been, I told y'all my daughter could sing. She has been nominated for 3 Stellas. Okay. Preferential treatment. Amen. All right. Then, of course, favor can get your petitions granted from hostile authorities. And that is in the case of Esther. You know, they had set up a policy to kill the Jews. And because of favor, she got accepted into the king's court, laid out her petition, and the hostile authority totally reversed the petition. So that brings us to the last point, is policies will be reversed for you. Policies will be reversed for you because of favor. Amen? Amen. See, so Bible says, Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. And what my life was totally turned around when I got an understanding of favor. I grew up, nobody taught me about favor. I heard about the grace to be saved.
For nobody taught me about the grace to have an advantage in life. So, but once I found out, I found it out. I said, okay, then that's what I'm going to target. Yes, I'm already saved. I'm on my way to heaven. You understand? I thank God for the grace and the anointing on my life to teach the word of God. I thank God for the grace to cast out devils. You follow me? But I ain't casting out devils every day. You understand? You follow me? I ain't preaching every day. You understand? I need this other level of favor where I know God is working behind the scenes, as it were, to raise up people to use their power and their ability and their influence to help me. And when I hit a bump in the road, then what I start looking for is what? Come on, good class, good class. I start looking for favor. God has got to raise up somebody to help me. You got it? Because he promised that he would. The next part of this lesson, we just covered, you know, the supernatural that's produced by limitless favor. Let's look at the scriptural pathway now. Since God wants to get involved in my life, what is my role? What do I have to do on a consistent basis to get him involved in my life? Since I know he can get involved, since I know God wants to be involved, what do I have to do to get him involved? So that I live with the assurance that I'm going to have favor when I need it. Everybody say, when I need it. All right, now, go with your Bibles now to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. There is a spiritual focus that is required in order to maximize favor on your life, a spiritual focus. Now, you can choose to live life by design, or you can live life by default. Just because we are believers doesn't necessarily mean we will be forced to live spiritual lives. So the Bible talks about a carnal believer. A carnal believer lives, he's born again, has an entitlement to privileges, but he doesn't use them. He doesn't live like he does. But, you know, so I've got to be spiritually focused, because this favor is not something, you know, that I can go buy at the corner store. But it is something that comes from God. Everybody say it comes from God. All right, now. But anything, of course, that I receive from God, I have to receive it by faith. Faith gives me the ability to live my life on purpose, or I call it with intention. See, I intend to walk in faith, so I want to understand how to live by faith and exercise my faith for favor. So Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it kind of lays the foundation of what I need to do if I want to understand faith in any aspect. It says, verse 17, are you there? So then what? Faith cometh by what? And hearing by what? All right, so that means if I really want to maximize favor, and I know from reading our text that favor is multiplied through the knowledge of him, and I get that knowledge from the word of God, then I got to listen to the word of God on favor in order to have faith for it. Because faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by what? Hearing. So faith for favor comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So I got to get spiritually focused so that I can maximize this. There's a faith process that I've got to learn. Mark 11. Hey, go back with Mark 11. That's right. Mark 11 gives me the systematic process of releasing my faith. It is the foundation, because the promises of God are received by faith. And so I've got to go back to this foundation of how to release my faith for favor. It is the difference between, listen to this now, an entitlement and an experience. An entitlement and the possession. See, you can have an entitlement to something and never experience having it. You know, my classic illustration is the illustration about when we had the entitlement to build the senior housing there in Houston. How many million did they give us from the government? Oh, my God. What, 5, 6, 7 million, something like that. I remember when I got the letter about the entitlement. They're going to give us all these millions. So, praise the Lord. That was just the entitlement. But that was a process. And during the process, I was about to tell him to keep it. And I said, well, it is 5-6 million. It is 5-6 million. We were able to build a building and get it up. And I think we're always pretty much full. I think we have a waiting list on it. Anytime you do anything for the government, they always come out and audit and look at it. We always pass all the audits. It's great. But that was a time between that entitlement and before we actually got construction going. So it is, when you obey God, you have the entitlement to the promise. But there is a process whereby you receive that promise in your life. Many believers are frustrated because they never understand that. Because they say, well, I did this. I tithe. My finances have changed. Your tithing gives you, your obedience gives you the entitlement to the promise of the windows of heaven being open, of the devourer being rebuked. You follow me? But it is your faith, the faith process, is what causes the possession and the manifestation. Now, once I understood those two factors, then the faith walk, I understood it. It became easy for me. Because I know my obedience gives me the right to release my faith for something. That's the way I like to say it. My obedience gives me the right to release my faith for what has been promised. So faith starts where the will of God is known, and it is increased through my knowledge, and of course, it manifests through faith action. Go from your Bibles now to Psalms 12. The scope of this focus to receive is threefold. We closed with it last week, mentioned it last week. That is, the sovereign favor is accessed by our faithfulness. Sovereign favor is accessed through our finances. Sovereign favor is accessed by our faith. So there's several ways we can access this and things that we do that will cause us to come into the experience of seeing God do these seven things: giving us promotion, giving us property, giving us prosperity, giving us prominence, giving us preferential treatment, causing petitions to be granted by hostile authorities, folks that they weren't going to help us, and they end up helping us, policies being reversed. All right? First of all, we can see here that faithfulness. Everybody say faith in my faithfulness. There must be faith that your faithfulness has qualified you for favor. All right? So in Psalms 5 and 12, my faithfulness has qualified me for favor. Everybody say that. My faithfulness qualifies me for favor. For favor, for the favor of God. Come on, talk to me. Favor of God. For promotions. Preferential treatment, property, prosperity, prominence, popularity. Amen. All right, verse 12 says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him or surround him as with a shield? The righteous. Now, as the Amplified says, it's the uncompromising righteous. So my righteousness, my living right, my doing right, positions me. Is a faith step for me receiving the favor of God as a favor on my life simply because of my faithfulness. Amen. Now go over in your Bibles, look at another passage, Ephesians chapter 6. My faithfulness qualifies me for the sovereign favor of God. So I have faith not only in my faithfulness because of my righteous position, but my participation in kingdom projects. Not just my kingdom, when I say my kingdom position of righteousness, but also my participation in kingdom projects. It causes a God to want to do something for me. Amen. Ephesians, are you there? All right. Now, see, I've written this passage, you know, I'm telling you. Anytime you do something for others, you can expect God to do something for you. Verse 7, it says, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of who? The Lord, whether it be bond or free. That is so powerful. Well, we like to phrase it this way. What I will make happen for others, God will make happen for me. So if I'm willing to help you with your dream, God's going to raise up somebody to help me with my dream. See, my faithfulness in kingdom projects. So, you know, I like this. I have this passion now. You know, we have our own Christian network. And because I help build other networks, you follow me? I have a right to believe God's going to raise up somebody to help us build our network. You got it? You know, I've done telethons for TBN and telethons for Daystar and that sort of thing. Hey, when we get ready to do our telethon, I'm believing for God to raise up somebody to help me. Amen. What I made happen for others, God's going to make happen for me. Amen. Now, watch this. You will help bring this kingdom vision to pass by your faithfulness. So now you have a right to believe for God to raise up others to help you. Ain't nobody happy but me and Bridget. All right, now, go over your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I access sovereign favor. I have faith in my finances causing me to access favor. I've got faith in my finances. Not just faith in my faithfulness, but I got faith in my finances. Everybody say faith in my finances. Yeah. Tapping into the favor of God. All right, now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace, underline that word grace, because that's the word favor. He's make all favor abound toward you, that you always have in all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. So my giving offerings, I've got faith that my offerings have released the favor of God on my life. Because that's what he said. That when I give my offering, he would cause all grace, all favor. Remember we talking about multifaceted favor. All of that abounds to me. I have a right to experience it because of my offerings. I'm going to preach okay. I got better amens. Yeah. Go to Job 22. Job 22. When I understand that, offerings take on a new life because I'm receiving my access to sovereign favor because I have faith in my financial planting. My financial planting. When I'm planting in the kingdom of God, my kingdom financial planting causes me to have a right to this favor. I'm working on something when I'm giving. Everybody say, I'm working on something when I'm giving. I'm working on God raising up somebody to use their power and their ability and their influence to help me. Are you trying to buy a blessing? No. You haven't been listening. Nothing I said for you to think that way. I'm saying that there is a scriptural process for me to cause what God has promised to come to pass in my life. And this happens to be one among many of them. All right, Job 22. Are you there? Amen. Job 22. Look at verse 28. Job 22, 28. I love this. All right. All right. It says, verse 27. It says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Thou shalt pay thy vow. That's the offering. And thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. The Amplified says it this way. It says in verse 27, and you will make your prayer unto him, and he will hear you. You will pay your vows. And you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your way. I like to say it like this. I'll decree a thing, it'll be established, and God will show me how to bring it to pass. He'll raise up the favor to show me how to bring it to pass. Amen, amen. All right, watch this. Go with the Bible to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. So through my... faith in the kingdom planting and my faith now in kingdom finances or kingdom financial partnership. Last week, just so we can make sure we got this in order, we said there were three ways to access the favor of God. through faithfulness, through our how we use our finances, and basically through deliberate faith. So I'm just showing you now under these categories how they work. All right. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 7. We're still dealing with kingdom finances. Now, how I use my finances to tap into favor. I use my finances to tap into favor because I see the Bible says that when I give offerings, favor is abounds toward me. When I make a vow and pay my vow, then again, favor is God's promise back to my life. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to make sure now I'm in expectation of favor because I give offerings. And I'm going to do it on purpose. And many times I'm sowing a seed for favor. All right, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, verse 4. It says, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, watch this now, ye are all partakers of my grace. Wow. Partakers of my, Paul says, you are part, who's he talking to? He's talking to the Philippian church. And this is the church that sold into his ministry and his life when nobody else did. And he says, because of your partnership with me, there's a certain grace for finishing that's coming on your life. And so, you know, that's a very powerful principle. And I tell all the pastors, you know, I operate this principle myself. You know, I give, I sow into the lives of others because I want favor. I partner with them because I want that same like favor on my life. That same like grace on my life. And it comes through my sowing. Everybody say, comes through my sowing. Now, go to Galatians chapter 3. Go to Galatians chapter 3 as we hurry on to a close today. I want you to be excited and be expecting faith, a favor to come into your life. God to raise up others to use their power and their ability and their influence to help you. And when it happens, you're going to glorify God. God, thank you for faith. Thank you for faith. Amen. All right. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. All the promises of God are received by faith. So this whole kingdom, this whole sovereign favor will be accessed as a matter of our faith. As we, through our faith in who I am in Christ, my faith in kingdom partnerships, my faith in my kingdom petitions that I make, and my faith in my professions, that I make confessions of faith. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, talks here about promises of God being received by faith. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How, class? Through faith. Even though it's talking about a specific promise, the promise of the Spirit, it's a universal principle. All the promises of God are received by faith. All of them are received by faith. And so since I know that, I've got to have faith to receive from God. So I want to have faith, number one, in my position. Everybody say my kingdom position. Yeah, my kingdom position. Because, go to Ephesians chapter 4. My kingdom position qualifies me for favor. I got faith in my position. I got faith in my partnership. I got faith, the things that we talked about. I got faith when I pray for favor, favor comes into my life. I have faith for it, that when I make my confession or my profession, that favor comes into my life. I'm activating favor in my life. Just because of, everybody said, just because of who I am. Yeah, but who I belong to, I got favor on my life. Verse 7 says, and to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Not to every other one of us, but to every one of us. Because of our position, because you are who you are in Christ, there is a grace given unto you. So I believe that because I'm who I am, I got the favor of God on my life. And I'm going to release faith on that basis. Now go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. My kingdom partnership, because I partner with others. I'm partnering with people who got favor. And when I partner with those who have favor, guess what? Some of that favor comes on my life. Lot had no revelation, but because he hung with Abraham, the boy blew up. Hebrews chapter 4. All right, Hebrews chapter 4. Now look at verse 16. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace to help? What? Time to amplify says this way. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. That sounds like a prayer period, doesn't it? The throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures. So that means I don't have to have done everything right. He's going to be merciful to me. Not going to turn me down because I made a mistake. Watch this. And find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Everybody say, just when I need it. So see, that's my confidence. It's going to come just when I need it. So I have that confidence. That's why I don't worry. That's why I'm not alarmed. Let's go to my final scripture while we're there in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. So I'm going to hold fast to my confession of faith. I'm going to hold fast. I'm not going to give up. I intend to have the hundredfold. So I pray for favor. When anything goes wrong, my first thing is, okay, God, I know you got somebody that's going to help me. Amen. And he always comes through. Glory to God. All right, look there in verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that what? Since he promised it, he got to come through. Amen. So, you know, when I prayed for our children this week on Sunday, I know when you prayed here, we confessed the word that they find favor with their teachers. Got it? You should be confessing you find favor with your supervisors. You find favor with those in authority at your on your job. That you find favor everywhere you go. Anytime I'm standing in the line, I say, God, I thank you, I find favor. And boy, and I'm telling you, and folk recognize that, oh, come on, we don't want you in line. I go, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I'm telling you, favor is the key. Got it? And because one favor door closes, I don't get upset. Yeah. Because I know if one favor door closes, God's going to open another. Amen. Amen. Now, next week, that's when we're teaching on the pursuit of favor, because I got to understand. I can't let one no cause me to get out of faith for favor. Because where there is a no, there's a yes somewhere. We got 20 no's one time on a house because it was a serious house I wanted. I got 20 no's. People tell me, I don't believe no preacher ought to live like that. Well, I ain't asking for no counsel. Ask for money. But we kept on until we found the yes. Amen. Somebody, God raised up somebody to be favorable to us. So let's confess this as I go to my seat. Repeat after me, Father.
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you
that the set time for favor on my life
is now.
I choose to walk in the favor of God in every area of my life. I am the righteousness of God. And because of what Jesus did for me on Calvary, favor surrounds me like a shield. I thank you, Father, for favor causing promotion and increase. Because of divine favor, I'm increasing in real estate, both land and houses. Father, I thank you. Because of supernatural favor, I'm delivered out of conflict and disputes because you raise up help for me. Father, I thank you. Favor brings me prominence, preferential treatment as others go out of their way to help me. Doors are opening for me. Because of divine favor, when I don't have the credentials, you cause the favor to come into my life so that I qualify. Others cause, others go out of their way to cater to me because of favor. I praise you, Lord. That accelerated favor is on my life, so I honor you And I worship you in Jesus' name for favor. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let me just, heads are bowed, eyes are closed.